This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
China is in the middle of a kind of forced instant credit crunch, and the impact will be felt far beyond its own shores. Marketplace China correspondent Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai to explain what's happening and how it'll affect us in the States. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, Mark.
So this is complicated. It's been building up for some time. But in short, what's happening?
Well, China's been inside of an enormous credit bubble for a while now, and the People's Bank of China, which regulates the banks here, basically decided that they would try to pop a bubble that's been building for a while, just a little, to let a little air out. And they stepped in earlier this week to freeze lending between banks. And that caused this temporary panic on Thursday as smaller banks became worried that they would default on loans and ultimately collapse. And as a result, the markets in China and the rest of Asia slipped around 4% or so on average.
Explain why this is important to markets around the world, to us here in the U.S.
This is really important because China obviously is an enormous economic engine of global growth, and it's not a good sign because if China's government is stepping in this intrusively to freeze lending and creating rather risky economic conditions, it's a sign that China's economy is not as healthy as the government is advertising, and it's difficult to know for sure. The economists who are bearish on China's economy are saying this is it, China's heading off a cliff, and the bulls are saying that China's government is doing the right thing to head off what could be a big economic crisis that would have global repercussions. But either way you slice it, I think it's clear that China's economy is in for some tough times.
Okay, Marketplace China correspondent Rob Schmitz, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark.